This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know it's only Thursday, but if you had to pick a soundtrack for this week, this would be a pretty good one.
47% of Americans.
47% of Americans.
47% of the country that doesn't pay income tax.
Of the many questions raised by Governor Romney's inelegant remarks, one of the most immediate is, will they matter come November?
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Here to give us an attitude check, as he does every week, is Frank Newport. He's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
One of the things Governor Romney said in this video is that this 47% of Americans who pay no federal income tax isn't going to vote for him. Can we say that income levels, which is kind of what a 47% is a proxy for, are predictive of how people are going to vote?
Kind of they are, but by no means are they a dominant predictor. In fact, religion, race, and whether or not you're married, all of those are more important demographic predictors of who you're going to vote for than income. We split it out using some detailed samples all the way from those making under $24,000 a year. But among that lower income group, 34% are voting for Romney, 58 for Obama. Mm-hmm. And you go up to the top end of the scale, 180 plus, that's as high as we go. It's 52 for Romney. So it skews towards Romney, but by no means overwhelmingly. So income is there, but it's not a huge predictor.
That was a whole long list of things. Is there one thing that is determinant of how people vote?
We like to look at demographics. And, you know, the most important factor this year is race and ethnicity, by far, in determining who you're going to vote for. Second, how religious you are in our analysis here at Gallup, and also if you're married or not.
Can you say then, Frank, that candidates are gearing campaigns toward race at all? I mean, do you see that?
Well, I'm not sure that candidates are gearing their campaigns to race and ethnicity, although obviously we've seen a major press on both sides toward the Latino vote. But it's just a staple of American politics today, that if you are not white, it's a major dividing variable, such that some analysts simply say the real key to this election is going to be what percent of non-whites turn out and vote, because non-whites are going to be 75% or 80% voting for Barack Obama.
One of the things that's happened in this campaign is it has been punctuated by a series of gaffes, right? There have been, you know, you didn't build that. There's been all kinds of them, of which this is only the latest. Do you see in your polls any of these gaffes, the economic gaffes specifically, having an enduring impact? I mean, we still have like 7 weeks to go before Election Day.
We sure do. It's a good question. I've been monitoring elections since 1992, so this is my sixth election.
Wow.
And I would say, Kai, gaffes come and gaffes go. How's that? I don't think these kinds of things generally stick. I think the convention for Obama had an impact, at least in the short term. The debates may. But these gaffes and news events that erupt quickly and then kind of fade away, it's unclear that most of them have much effect on who people are going to vote for.
And that's why you have the election in the first place. Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. The segment he's here for every single week is called Attitude Check. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.